This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod. I'm Paul Stevenson. Today is March the 31st, and we start on this day in 1967 at the Astoria Theatre in London, when Jimi Hendrix set fire to his guitar on stage for the very first time. He's taken to hospital after the show with minor burns. Now, on that tour, he introduced the habit of playing the guitar with his teeth. Yeah, and he carried on setting his guitar on fire a few more times too. On this day in 1992, after waiting 5 years since the last album, Tunnel of Love, was released, Bruce Springsteen fans finally got new music from The Boss twofold. Yes, he released two brand new albums on the same day, Human Touch and Lucky Town. Human Touch was the more popular of the two, peaking at number 2 on the Billboard chart, while the other one, Lucky Town, had to settle for number 3. And speaking of new releases, the legendary Johnny B. Goode from Chuck Berry was released on this day in 1958. One of the early true rock and roll great songs, it was listed at number 7 on Rolling Stone magazine's top 500 songs of all time. And speaking of legends, Johnny Cash's The Johnny Cash Show aired the final episode on this day in 1971. He closed the show with thanks to the cast and fans before playing a lovely version of I Walk the Line. And on this day in 1969, Led Zeppelin's self-titled debut album was released in the UK. Strangely, it was released 2 months earlier over in America. And some birthday wishes. We go to the flautist and the keyboard legend from the Netherlands. Former guest on the show. Check out episode 20. It's fantastic. I am, of course, talking about Focus main man Thijs van Leer. Thijs, who was knighted in his homeland, is 75 years old today. Another legend, turning 79 years old today, is guitarist with Mott the Hoople and Bad Company, Mick Ralphs. And another guitarist is also celebrating another legend, AC/DC founder, the schoolboy himself, Glasgow-born Angus Young. Angus is 68 years old today. Big happy birthday to all them, and to you if it's your birthday too. But for today's show, we're going to do something a little different, looking at a single from a power pop glam rock band of the 80s. Yes, on this day, 33 years ago, Enough's Enough's biggest single peaked on the Hot 100 at number 47 in the charts. Fly High Michelle was the big breakthrough single for Chip, Donny, Derek and Vicky, and earned the band a lot of exposure on MTV too. Now, I spoke with Donny V on episode 48 of Vintage Rock Pod and took him back to the early days when Fly High Michelle was flying high. So take me back to the early days of Fly High Michelle. What was the inspiration behind that? I mean, where did that come from?
Well, it was inspired by a loss of a friend. But basically, I kind of tied it into a loss of a friend because I know that was like the big story in those days. It was like, oh, the love of Donnie's life died and this and that. Well, it wasn't like that. But I mean, actually, the real story of how I wrote it is a lot less glamorous. You know, just walking down to the mini mart to get NyQuil, you know, and that's the song just came to me in the middle of the night. And so me and Derek demoed it out that night. So that's, you know, we did a lot of cocaine, so we needed a lot of NyQuil. But at least on Sundays, they didn't sell booze on Sundays in Chicago. So I was getting that though. But yeah, it's like one big story, you know, if a, one day I'll tell the whole story.
Again, it was kind of the dream for young musicians, wasn't it, growing up back then, to get yourselves on MTV, to hear your songs on the radio. I mean, how can you remember the first time you saw your video on the TV or you heard your song on the radio? How did that feel?
The first time I saw the video, it was probably, I don't know if it was a week and a half after we finished it. And I've told this story before, and I don't know if people believe me or not, but Derek and I were still wearing the clothes that we wore in the video and still had some of the makeup left on. And we had not been to sleep yet for like a week and a half. And then the video came on, and we were sitting there partying, you know, doing a bunch of blow and drinking and stuff with these guys in you know, a little apartment over in Sherwood Oaks. And there it came on, and it just lit up. At first I was annoyed by it, 'cause it was like, oh, it was all bright. You know what I mean? And we've been up for a while. And then I looked over and I saw it. It was, oh, that's me. Oh, there, Derek. And it was like, I remember that clearly. It was a crazy moment. And everybody sitting around that was partying with us and stuff, or looking at the TV and looking at us, looking at the TV. And goes, like, you look a bit different. Yeah, well, our beards grew out through the makeup and everything. We were still wearing the same clothes.
And I'll be back tomorrow with more on this day, rock goodness. So until then, take care.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.